small business in Australia lacks digital know-how, but is getting better at it. That's the highlight of new research commissioned by American Express for Shop Small Month in November. Now, the report reveals that while 32% of businesses are prioritising the way they use social media and 28% have increased online sales, there is still more work to be done. And on the line to discuss this is Brian Walker, the retail doctor. Hi, Brian.
Andy, hi to your listeners. It's a fascinating survey.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, in this report, it does say that only 38% of small businesses use social media to promote their businesses. Where should the rest of them be starting out? Or do you think they've made it, you know, they've put it in the too hard category?
It's interesting. I was looking at Australians' use of Facebook nationally, and it's essentially around 61% of our population. So what the American Express Shop Small survey showing us is that there's a bit of a lag between small business use of social media and the national use, if you like. And we know that we live now increasingly in a world of digital communication, virtual communication, and social media is so critical to business of any size, but particularly small business. And so what we're seeing in the survey is this lag, this gap. Although, as you rightfully say, it is getting better, it is improving, and certainly with the tools available to small businesses from government support, independent contractors and so forth, because small businesses are predicated on their community. And there's no better way to communicate with your community than in face, in person, and then by continuing to promote your message, your point of difference, and social media is a wonderful vehicle for that.
So what's holding them back, do you think?
I think it's knowledge. I think it's awareness. Small business mindset. We've got people that are working, you know, over 50 to 60 hours a week now on average. Typically, you know, one, two, three people leading it, often only supported by family and friends. And so what we see is, you know, 35% of small business owners are spending more than 50 hours a week working in their business, Andy. And I think it's about where they prioritize social media and technology in that space. We see that, you know, many of them are busy in the day-to-day operations of running their business. We've also found in the survey that less than 50% of these small businesses surveyed, an extensive survey, have been operating for fewer than 5 years. So many of them are finding their feet and growing their business. We saw in the study that only 25% have a website for sales and bookings. Now, that's another great opportunity for small business, isn't it, to get increasingly into this area in which we're seeing double-digit growth nationally.
I was very surprised, I've got to say, by that figure, only 25% of small businesses only having a website, because really I would think that's you should be doing that perhaps even before you start.
Well, for someone, a tech expert yourself, it would absolutely ring out that, wow, that is a low ball number. But plenty of opportunity to increase. And I think, again, it comes back to this hours and hours of physically working in the shop, the cafe, the small restaurant, and really probably just not being able to raise their head high enough to be able to say, okay, well, what resource do I need here? What would I do with a website? What social media message am I going to communicate? What's my resource going to be like? And we do see in the survey that retail fashion is the most technology savvy industry, Andy. But others are falling behind. But again, we're seeing some improvement.
So just how easy could it be for a business to get a website up and running? Is it just a case of, obviously, they're time poor, maybe they just need to go out and have someone else do it for them? Is that where they should be looking at starting?
I think so. That, you know, there's government agencies. You know, we've got regulated government agencies that are very happy to help. We see this sort of work and support all the time. It's out there. It's just a matter of asking the questions and finding the support. There's plenty of people who will always help. We find that with small business in this type of work, we see that, you know, a lot of passion, but also a need to reach out and get help. And it's definitely there.
Yeah. And Brian, probably the third thing that really stood out for me in this report, the highlights of it, was that only 17% of small businesses use third-party applications or websites like Amazon or eBay to sell products or get bookings, because apparently it's mostly seen as having a negative impact. What are your thoughts on that?
I think this is part of the transition as the world becomes more connected, as we understand more about how third-party apps, websites and so forth, such as the ones you've mentioned, can perform a function in the supply channel. It is low because we're effectively saying that 83% are not using them. So I think we'll see next year. I'd like to think with the campaign and the message to help and assist small businesses that number will increase.
Okay, I guess it being Shop Small Month this month, it is a great time for small business to really start thinking about this and do something about it. And of course, with Christmas coming up, hopefully they can cash in on some great opportunities. Or is it too late for Christmas?
No, I think this campaign is right in the time, the right timing for Christmas. And there is a hue and call out to consumers to be those small business champions.
Now, Brian, for small business operators, what's one tip you could leave us with for those who are falling behind in the digital space, an action that they could get onto right now as they're listening to us?
Important to welcome the generation of change that is technology. Important to think about how and what your point of difference is, and then start to develop your basic website and communicate on your social media and build that database. So building loyalty through communicating in your business. And when you're asleep, you've got your website and your social media communicating for you.
Right. Sounds like a good health plan for any small business. That's why you're the retail doctor, I guess. Brian, thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily.
Thanks, Andy. Pleasure.